celebrating our connection with our pets. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Susan Sims with Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle of your furry best friend. And today's show is a lot of fun with listener giveaways, great information, and practical advice. Our first guest, Arden Moore, has written several books, is a dog trainer, hosts a podcast called Oh Behave, and is editor-at-large for Phyto-Friendly Magazine. She's here today to talk with us about her book, Healthy Dog, The Ultimate Fitness Guide for You and Your Dog. Hi, Arden. Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's great to be on the show with you, Susan, and thank you for that introduction. We're hoping to give away one of those books to one of your listeners.
Oh, you're awesome. I always love talking to you, and, you know, we have our friendship goes way back, but I'm really in love with this book that you've written. So what was your goal in writing Healthy Dog, The Ultimate Fitness Guide for You and Your Dog? I know you're working out with your puppies probably as we speak.
Oh, no, I'm in a stationary position, but I am working my abs. You know, that's very important. The purpose is, I mean, think about it. Some of us, it's very hard to get motivated to go to the gym or to run with your buddy, you know, or get up and set the alarm. But when you have a little dog or a big dog that looks at you with those eyes that say, come on, let's have some fun, you know, it makes workout so much more enjoyable. And so the reason for the book was to let people know your best workout buddy is your dog.
Well, I think because you have two dogs, it must be double the workout. Is that correct?
Yeah. I'm hoping that will be double the results. But I have a little 12-pounder who actually surfs named Cleo, and a 60-pounder named Chipper who laughs when we're running. She's just trotting really fast. It's hilarious. You know, like she's like one of those horses at the horse track that's just canting. And I'm like puffing and running, and she's looking at me like, you really have short legs.
Yeah, I'd probably be more like her if I was a dog. But so what, for you, what is the most favorite and fun thing that you do with your dogs to get in shape?
Well, we actually go to a class. It's called Leash Your Fitness. And these types of classes are popping up all over the country. It's a workout class for you and your dog. And there's other ones. There's a Think Dog Boot Camp. I mean, people can go online and just do people dog fitness and they'll find them. But I got to tell you, you're able to sneak in good doggy manners because they have to be in a sit or a down when you're doing push-ups or getting in a squat position, which can be pretty hard to hold after 30 seconds. But it makes the whole workout much more enjoyable for you and your dog. And all of a sudden, they think you rock.
Well, we like that. We have them anyway for that, the bridled, I love you no matter what kind of thing anyway. So this just helps our self-esteem, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
So in your book, what would be a chapter that you would highly recommend people looking at when they take a look at your book?
Well, I think the biggest one is there's a chapter called Chapter 9. It's a troubleshooting tactics, if you will, because we want you and your dog to get off on the right paw when it comes to fitness. And, you know, there's some things that, you know, people, you know, they're not even aware of. So, for example, dogs get bored on a regular walk. Many of us take our dogs at the same time, at the same pace, and the same side of the sidewalk. But if you're doing a little bit of side-to-side shuffles, or walking backwards, or doing jumping jacks, or having your dog to jump up on a bench and sit and hold, or practice your dog to get in a down, it makes the whole workout much more fun.
Well, it sounds like it. And with spring rapidly approaching, this is when we all get off our keisters and get out there and try and be the weekend warriors. And so your book is going to be, you know, helpful for a lot of people. And you do so much more. And just because we don't have that much time, but what is on the horizon for Arden Moore?
Well, I'm going to unleash a whole new website. It's going to be, it's more appropriate than ardenmoore.com, which all of you can dash to. It's going to be called FourLeggedLife.com because, you know, stride for stride, pets bring out the best in us, and that's the message I want to be able to deliver and people can sign up. I have an e-newsletter right on the site. It's fun. It's free. We give away things like, oh, free subscriptions to Fido Friendly, hotel stays. We have a book signed by Victoria Stilwell. It's me or the dog. So I appreciate you asking. But, yeah, so I'm sort of really getting to what I'm all about, and I think four-legged life is, I can't think of a better existence.
Well, that's fun. And so is that actually live now, or are we still going to go to ardenmore.com to find out all the good, great things that you're doing?
Go to Ardenmore for now, and when my talented web guy gets it all ready to unveil, it'll probably launch April 1st. No fooling.
I love it. Okay, so we've got your book, Healthy Dog, The Ultimate Fitness Guide for You and Your Dog, for one of our lucky listeners. Is that correct?
Yeah, just however you want to do it. I will personalize it with the name of your listener and their dog or dogs. And if someone calls you, have them get their information and just send me an email, and I'll be happy to dash a book to them. It's really good because it has good nutritional as well as workout tips, and it's designed for people and dogs of all ages and activity levels.
That's awesome. So be the first caller at 866-405-8405. Once again, that number is 866-405-8405. Thanks, Arden, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Oh, my pleasure. You're great, Susan.
Hey, back at you. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll find out how to keep your pet safe in many environments and a very cool new product you won't want to be without when taking Fido for a stroll. So, sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-friendly travel talk on Animal Radio.
Fido Friendly is the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each bi-monthly issue includes hotel and destination reviews, health and wellness topics, dog training advice, and the latest fashion trends. You can find Fido Friendly magazine at Borders, Barnes & Noble, PetSmart, and Petco, or simply go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today. Fido Friendly is the only magazine dedicated to the travel and lifestyle of man's best friend, and the only magazine your dog will thank you for. Celebrating our connection with our pets from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims with Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is proudly brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. Now, Melanie Montero, writer of the Safe Dog Handbook, it's the complete guide to protecting your pooch indoors and out, is on the line, and she will give us a few helpful tips on keeping Fido safe and secure in all types of environments. Hi, Melanie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Susan. It's great to be on the show.
Hey, it's my pleasure. So tell us about the Safe Dog Handbook.
Well, the Safe Dog Handbook is it's pretty much your go-to book for any question you would have about your dog safety. It's a book I was destined to write after adopting the world's most accident-prone puppy.
That sounds like a movie.
Yeah, yeah. We always say before there was Marley, there was Tyga. That's our dog. So after numerous trips to the ER and many thousands of dollars spent there, I knew I had to learn everything I could about dog safety to keep her safe. And this was about 7 years ago. And, I mean, she's laying right here now. She's healthy and happy and about 7 and a half. But we had a very rough first year. I learned a lot. And since I'm a writer, I decided to become a pet first aid instructor and learn everything and put it all in a book so everyone else didn't have to go through what I went through.
Wow, that was excellent. So how many chapters does the book have? And could you just kind of give us a brief outline of what we can expect to learn about?
Sure. The book has 5 chapters, and chapter 1 is a prevention and safety overview. It's basically going to set you up to be prepared to deal with any kind of emergency situation. So it will cover all your emergency numbers, how to put together a pet first aid kit, what you should learn about your dog's vital signs and how to read whether there's something wrong with your dog, and emergency preparedness and everything basically to just get you set up for something bad. And then chapters 2 and 3 and 4 are, well, wait, let me see. Chapter 2 is dog and puppy proofing basics. So this is just going to basically walk you through how to dog proof your home depending on the type of dog you have, a dog, a puppy, whether you have a you know, specific to their type of personality, what extra things you might need to look out for. And then I get real specific in chapters 3 and 4 about the detailed hazards in your home, hazards you might find in your backyard, in your garden, in your garage. And then chapter 5 is an illustrated emergency first aid guide.
I've seen the book, and my secret is that you were kind enough to allow us to reprint a section for the March-April issue of Phyto-Friendly Magazine in our Crate and Garden section. And because of the time of year and we're all getting out and about and starting our garden plan, people don't often think of the safety element when it applies to our dogs. So what do you think some of the things that we should be aware of for safety of Phyto in the garden?
Well, many things, but the first thing that comes to my mind, especially in springtime when we're all going to be outdoors more, are poisons. There are so many numerous poisons in the garden, and that should really be top of mind. The first and worst one I can think of is with the April showers comes out the snails, and with the snails comes the snail bait. And every year, countless dogs gobble up snail bait, and it's deadly to them. It's really unfortunate that they formulate it. It's like throwing kibble all over your yard. It's very sweet and attractive. Many dogs suffer snail bait poisoning every year. So that's probably the worst one I can think of. But of course, there's many other toxins in the garden. Just simply what our plants are. A lot of them, if your dog is a garden grazer, many very common plants are toxic to dogs, such as azalea. Sago palm is a nasty, nasty one. Oleander, foxglove, calanco, cyclamen, really common stuff. You wouldn't know that they can make your dogs very sick. So, another thing that I can think of is a lot of people plant their roses in the spring. And I am told by one of the vets I work with that, because I'm not really a gardener, but rose and flower foods that are made with systemic insecticides cause a lot of dog poisonings every year because people mix it with blood and bone meal. So there are certain things, and that attracts the dogs. The blood and the bone meal attracts them to things that might have really nasty insecticides in them. So those are things around the garden. Bulbs are toxic, many flower bulbs. And those are things, cocoa mulch, have you heard about that?
You know what? Basically, I'll share that with us.
Oh, okay. Well, one of the many types of garden mulch is called cocoa mulch, and it's made from the hulls of cocoa beans, so it's like chocolate. It has theobromine in it, which is the toxic principle of chocolate, and it's sweet, and it's chip-like, and it's yummy for many dogs, and it can make them very sick because it would be the same as if they ate up a bunch of chocolate, which most people know is also bad for dogs.
Well, do they have warnings on there? Are there labels on this?
You know, I think they're now starting to label it. Some of the packages are still not labeled, and it just depends on what brand you buy. But this is one of the things that really angers me. One of our worst emergencies with Tyga as a puppy was that she ate azaleas, and we had to do an 18-hour decontamination at the emergency room. It's a lot of things that are considered natural products are not required by law to be labeled. I mean, a plant, you know. So it's up to us to learn how to keep our dogs safe. That's kind of the harsh reality that I learned, and that's why I wrote this book, so that if you had any question, you could just turn to this. I have a complete reprint of the ASPCA's Toxic Plant Guide in the back of the book. So you could take clippings. I have photos of the worst plants. You know, any question you have, you're likely to find the answer in the book, and if not, I have a ton of resources to help you.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. I think this is worth the price of admission, everybody. And I understand you have a copy to give away to one of our lucky listeners.
I do.
That is wonderful. So be the first caller, 866-405-8405, and you will receive your very own copy of the Safe Dog Handbook. Once again, that number is 866-405-8405. Thanks, Melanie, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. For more information, visit their website, thesafedoghandbook.com. Our next guest has created a very unique product, something we probably all wish we would have invented ourselves. On the line is Mary Sanson with Pawsby. Hi, Mary, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Now, I don't normally start off a segment by introducing your website, but for any of our listeners at home, if you are connected to the web, please go to posby.com so you can see exactly what we are talking about. Mary, you have the cutest, most practical product I have seen in a long time. What is it called and what does it do?
Why, thank you. Posby Poo Patroller is the name of our product. It is an earth-friendly, art-designed dog walking unit with a concealed pooper scooper. The unit has everything that you need for a safe and fun, enjoyable, and responsible dog walk. So to tell you what our product has, is it primarily is a dog walking unit that is handheld, and it has a concealed pooper scooper. So the idea is that when you take your dog for a walk, you take this concealed pooper scooper out of the back of the art design unit, and you cover it with a biodegradable bag. And the idea is that we are an earth-friendly product, and we want people to use biodegradable bags because it's good for themselves and it's good for the environment. So then after you have taken your unit out and pulled the scoop out and covered it with a biodegradable bag, you put it back in the unit, and you're ready for your dog walk. Now, Posby Poo Patroller not only has the scoop, but it also has an attached hemp leash and collar, and it has an attached 5 LED crank flashlight, and the little cap on top of the dog serves as a removable water bowl, and underneath that is a storage space, so you can put in there extra dog treats and extra biodegradable bags. And one little extra feature that Posby has is that on the side of the flashlight, there's a little port, and the unit comes with a cell phone cord and four adapters. So in case of an emergency, you could crank up your cell phone if you ran out of juice and could use that as well. So that's what Posby is all about. And we're very concerned about the environment, and so everything about Posby is earth-friendly. He's made from recycled plastic in the United States. He's the only product in the world, pet product in the world, that has an EcoPure additive. So the plastic will biodegrade in a landfill, and the EcoPure doesn't do anything to affect the shelf life or the tensile strength of the plastic. So this is what Posby is all about, and we would like people to think about Posby as sort of the next best thing to Smokey the Bear of the dog waste business, so people will think about the hazards of unattended dog waste and the fact that they should be responsible dog guardians. Pick it up safely with a hygienic scoop, use the biodegradable bag, but use a scoop as well because you want to protect yourself. Biodegradable bags can be somewhat porous, so you want to protect yourself. After you've picked up after your dog, you pull the biodegradable bag around the scoop, and then you can reinsert it in the back of the unit so that you're not walking around with a plastic bag full of the, quotes, goods. So it's a discreet way to show your neighbors that you're being responsible, you're picking it up, you're protecting yourself, and also you have great concern for the environment.
And see, Posby, for those who have been able to look online, was designed with a cute little face, and he looks like a dog.
Yes, he does.
So when you say he and his hat, and listeners just need to take a look at posby.com to see how delightful this is. And what size is this? Because I wasn't sure from looking at the website. So if we're walking our dog and we're holding this, what are the dimensions of this?
I would say it's about 7 inches across the front and maybe 10 inches long, but it's very lightweight. It weighs just a little bit over a pound. He was designed intentionally to have a broad front so that when a dog pulls a little bit on the leash, that pull is absorbed in the width of the dog face rather than on your wrist. So it has an ergonomic handle to protect your wrist. And the idea is that you control your dog and the product all with one hand. And you can then pull the scoop out with your other hand and pick up after your dog, pull the bag around it, put it back in the unit, and you're safe to go until you can come to a responsible site to dispose of the dog waste properly.
Well, how did you think of this? Something must have happened because you have all the bells and whistles. I don't think you've forgotten anything. Did something happen in your life that the light bulb went off and you said, this is what we need?
Well, I think what happens in all of our lives is that we're all so busy. And one thing, of course, is we love our dog. We're dog lovers. and we love to take the dog for a walk, but we're always in a hurry. So you're running out the door and you're thinking, oh, I got to grab a bag, I got to grab the flashlight, I got to put my keys someplace. And this is sort of a one-step item, because everything that you need for an enjoyable walk is all in one unit. And then, of course, we all become so eco-conscious that we also are thinking about the plastic bags and all of that. And the other idea is that I think we've all been in cities or at the beach or someplace, and we see people who leave things behind. And the idea that if you see a Pawsby, you know somebody is going to pick it up. And it's sort of a little bit of an icon type thing that people sort of spread the word. We're almost wishing it could become a little cult, and people would see a Pawsby and say, oh, there you go.
Well, I think you're on the right track, and one of our lucky listeners today is actually going to be gifted with one of these.
Yes, that would be my pleasure.
Well, we appreciate that so much. So, listeners, be the first caller and reach us at 866-405-8405, and you will receive the most practical and, I think, innovative product out there. So, once again, that number is 866-405-8405. Thanks, Mary, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
For more information, visit the website at pawsby.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll visit with someone special who can help us find out how to take care of Fido in a holistically, as well as my Fido-friendly hotel pick. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-friendly travel talk on Animal Radio.
Did you hear Animal Radio this weekend?
He was talking about people wanting to deduct their pets on their income tax.
Yeah, I'm talking about the Happy Act, which is up to a $3,500 deduction for your pet.
So if I get a little chihuahua, I can deduct $3,500?
Does that include, like, any medical care?
Qualified expenses, including veterinary care, yes.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting rid of some kids and getting some dogs or something.
Catch Animal Radio Saturdays at noon, Sundays at 5 p.m. Eastern on XM 158.
Celebrating our connection with our pets from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. My next guest is John Phillips from theholisticpet.com, and this is the complete source for healthy, all-natural, holistic, and certified organic dog, cat, bird, and equine pet food and supplements. Hi, John, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Hey, it's my pleasure. And, you know, taking care of Junior is like our number one priority. So I'm always very interested to see what's out there to help us take the best care that we can. So tell us all about the Holistic Pet. How and why did you determine to specialize in supplements? And why is it important for the health of our canine companions?
Well, that's a great question, Susan. And especially today when we know that our animals are part of our household. We at the Holistic Pet decided, because we have our own animals, about 10 or 12 years ago, decided to look at what we were feeding our animals, and we found that there was a lot missing in nutrition and also the quality of the ingredients that were put into dog foods and supplements. And since we had our own animals, we decided that we would take our knowledge, because I have a doctorate degree and undergraduate degrees in chemistry and biochemistry, and my wife Sandy also has, you know, zoology and also undergraduate work in chemistry and biology. So we decided that we would make a supplement that was at least all the ingredients would be human grade. And we did that, but we went a step further, Susan, and we decided that we would have our ingredients certified organic and human grade with no fillers, because we know that today, unfortunately, with all the dog foods and supplements that are out there, that we're really not getting the quality that is really deserving of our animals.
Well, that certified organic, my understanding is that's quite a process to go through, isn't it?
Well, it is. You have to make sure that you're getting USDA certified organic ingredients. Just because people think they're organic because they don't have any fertilizers that are chemicals and so forth. But in actuality, you have to go through a process known as the National Organic Program, in which you have to go through a lot of different steps to ensure that not only the ingredients are free of any chemicals, but they're processed correctly. They do not come in contact with anything that is, if you would, non-organic. So it is a process, and we have gone throughout the United States in making sure that all our ingredients are certified, USDA certified organic. So we're very proud of that.
Well, I think it shows. I love your website, and it really is delightful. There's movement on there, so which is really important for all of us. You spend a lot of time on the internet, and we look at different sites, and you don't have a whole lot of time to snag someone's attention. So when I saw your website, it just really drew me in, and it was just really a peaceful, for me, a peaceful feeling to go and look at your website. But you have so many wonderful products on your website, from the supplements, dog food, and treats. What has been the biggest seller for you?
Well, I wish I could say there's only one. There's about five or six, and I know that we don't have time to go through all of those. But one of the products that we're very proud of is our Holistic Canine Complete Joint Mobility. That is a supplement that has all your probiotics, digestive enzymes, vitamins and minerals, along with nutraceutical grade glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM. And we have it USP standardized, which means it's the highest purity of nutraceuticals that you can use for joint concerns and for movement. So the Holistic Canine Complete Joint Mobility has really everything you would need, from probiotics, vitamins and minerals, and the nutraceuticals. So that's one of our top-selling products. And we usually talk about the Digestol Plus, which is a probiotic digestive enzyme that has no fillers in it. And a lot of the veterinarians have written up articles about our Digestol Plus and have also recommended it, but also used it in their practices. So we're very happy about those two products.
Well, on the Digestol, what symptoms would the consumer think to look for that product? What kind of things would they be displaying for us to be concerned about that?
Absolutely. Any type of gastrointestinal concerns, meaning anywhere from diarrhea to even things of enzymatic pancreatic insufficiency. The EPI, as it's been called, was the article written by the veterinarians, how Digestol Plus was very effective for that particular concern. But any type of gastrointestinal problem, also, if the dog, for whatever reason, is not digesting his food properly, we can break down the protein, sugars, starches, carbohydrates, and so forth, so the dog can have more increase in nutrition and have it not sit, if you would, to gasify and cause additional problems and concerns.
Well, there is a lot to think about and a lot to learn about when we've taken these sweet spirits into our home, and I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today, and I understand you decided to surprise one of our lucky listeners.
Oh, we have, exactly. And I want to hopefully give away as much as I can here, but we're going to give away one full year of Holistic Canine Complete Joint Mobility to your first caller at 866-405-8405.
John, you're awesome, and thanks for that, for giving out that shout-out, and thanks so much for coming on and visiting with me. So everybody be the first caller at 866-405-8405, and you will receive a one-year supply of Holistic Canine Complete Joint Mobility Supplement. Hey, thanks, John, so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you for having me.
For more information, visit theholisticpet.com, and holistic is spelled WHOLISTIC. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will have my phyto-friendly travel picks. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more phyto-friendly travel talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
Phyto-Friendly is the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each bi-monthly issue includes hotel and destination reviews, health and wellness topics, dog training advice, and the latest fashion trends. You can find Phyto-Friendly magazine at Borders, Barnes & Noble, PetSmart, and Petco, or simply go online to phytofriendly.com and subscribe today. Phyto-Friendly is the only magazine dedicated to the travel and lifestyle of man's best friend, and the only magazine your dog will thank you for.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. You know, a great hotel to visit when in the Paso Robles, California area is the Hotel Cheval. And this boutique hotel is located right in downtown. It's close to restaurants, parks, and shopping. Wineries are a big draw here, and they were when my husband and I had Junior with us when we were rolling down the coast. There are many Fido Friendly vineyards to visit and enjoy wine tasting, and then you can find a restaurant to dine al fresco with Fido by your side. At the Hotel Cheval, there's an interior courtyard, and there's two wood-burning fireplaces. So at night, it's really cozy and romantic, and you can sit out there with your favorite partner and your furry best friend and enjoy a glass of wine and some appetizers from their bar. There's a wine and appetizer bar right there, and you can just sit there as long as you want and have a casual elegance any time of the day or night. And one I recommend highly when visiting the Central Coast. There's a $30 charge per pet per day, and upon check-in, you'll receive a welcome treat, pet beds, food and water bowls, and doggy cleanup bags, and of course, my personal favorite, a copy of Fido Friendly magazine. For more information and to book your Fido Friendly stay, visit their website at hotelcheval.com. That's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk, and for more information on today's show or just about traveling with Fido, you can pick up a copy of Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. We're at Borders, Barnes & Nobles, or simply go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today. Until next time, travel safe, leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
This is Animal Radio Network.